listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Join us at 844-967-2789. Crudy just keeps piling on the Trumpsters. Reuters is also reporting today that a U.S. House of Representatives committee has the right to see former President Trump's tax returns. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday rejecting
after the audit.
Rejecting his claims that the request was invalid because it was politically motivated. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled against the Republican former president, saying the committee's request was justified as part of its legislative work. The Democratic-led, don't want to be like the Republicans, House Ways and Means Committee said it expects to receive the tax records immediately. The court found that the committee's request did not violate separation of powers principles under the U.S. Constitution and that the decision by President Joe Biden's administration to provide Trump's tax returns to Congress did not infringe upon Trump's free speech rights. A quote. While it is possible that Congress may attempt to threaten the sitting president with an invasive request after leaving office, every president takes office knowing that he will be subject to the same laws as all other citizens upon leaving office. This is a feature of our democratic republic, not a bug. That's how it's supposed to be, people. So, poor guy, all his taxes are going over to Congress now.
Now, there's still the right of appeal, Dom. All the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'd like to make an early prediction. 7-2. If they took up the case, which I don't think they would do, but Alito and Thomas with the president, all the others against the president. You know, Eastman did some predictive math. Here's his 7-2.
Yeah, right. You kidding me? 9-0. We're going to lose. But do it anyway, because, you know, what the hell? You can pardon me. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. What's the worst that could happen?
Dom, do you honestly think they raided the man's house in Mar-a-Lago? And I don't care. You know, I mean, suck it, Trump is kind of my attitude.
No, suck it, Trump, suck it, Republicans. Yeah.
Would wonder, is this all about presidential record preservation? It cannot be about the archives, because they went and got Scott Perry's phone today. Scott Perry's got nothing to do with archived documents, presumably, right? I mean, he's not sticking them in a storage unit.
There's lots of investigations going on, right? There's multiple investigations going on.
You don't see correlation between the raid on Mar-a-Lago yesterday
at some point,
and the
seizing
of the phone today?
I mean, but sure, day. I mean, these things continue to happen, man. I mean, this is the evolution. When you have multiple cases in multiple jurisdictions, on multiple issues, there very well could be some crossover, especially when a conspiracy is involved. Now, I don't want to make light of the fact that Donald Trump apparently had such secret documents that we can't even be told how they're described, right? If that is the case, that's extremely problematic. Why would the ex-president keep these documents knowing he's not supposed to have them? One, to blackmail somebody. Two, to make some money. That's probably the case. Or three, to try to hold something over this country, right? I mean, there's a few options. Why would he do that? So these are very problematic. This is a very real problem. So it's not just a matter of someone took a file and there's a few pieces of paper and, oh yeah, so what? And maybe he forgot to, you know, declassify him before he left. No, hell to the no, because you and I don't get to get away with that. And we don't even get access to this kind of stuff. And if we did, I certainly would be, you know, taking it down to Mar-a-Lago. So that in and of itself is a very real problem. And if he did such a thing, I would imagine all the Republicans should stand up and say our national security is at utmost importance. And a president who does not have the legal ability to take these documents should pay the price for that. I don't see why that's a problem.
Cool. You think they care about some paperwork?
All right. So then the other thing is, well, maybe this was just they went at it to get inside the house, right? They use this as an excuse
to
go poke around.
But the judge isn't going to allow them to go to the former president's house on a fishing expedition.
No, I'm not saying they did. But you can obviously there's enough evidence to do that, but of course, there's other reasons. Come on, man. There's so many things against this guy. You just pick one, find the evidence, show it to the judge. If he agrees or she agrees, then you go downtown. And if that's the case, then you also poke around and see what's what. I mean, I know that if you're in the room, they go in there, someone's hogtied, you know, in a sex dungeon. They're not gonna go back and get another warrant. They're gonna release them. They're gonna, you know, this is
no,
gonna
they
be
got an Eric in Bedminster.
they're gonna address the obvious criminality when executing a warrant on another issue.
Sure, but they aren't going to seek to execute a warrant against the former president purely on a fishing expedition. There had to be probable cause, and it better be damn good to convince a judge that you're going to go search the former president's house.
Yes,
I would
no
say
doubt.
There was a higher level of scrutiny on this warrant than probably certainly any other warrant that hit the desk.
It's never happened before. I mean, Trump was right about one thing. It's never happened. Well, we've never had a criminal POS in office to the degree that you have taken it to, Donald Trump.
You know, I've got a statement from Nancy Pelosi. Here's what she said today. And she's being a little, you know, rhetorically sly. Raw Story asked Pelosi about the attacks that Republicans are making on Attorney General Merrick Garland, who has been infamously independent, methodical, and slow when it comes to dealing with those in power who may have been involved in the attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. Pelosi, what would you expect them to say? Pelosi asked rhetorically. The FBI director was appointed by Donald Trump, and so they're going after the FBI with a director that was appointed by Donald Trump. But on the other hand, facts are truth. Facts in law. That's what it's about. I mean, we were all surprised. Everybody was surprised by last night. And it's amazing how it consumed all the air and oxygen around him as we're trying to pass legislation. So anyways, Nancy Pelosi being a little snarky today. You know, she's got a have a little grin on her face. Little one of these where you have the State of the Union clap. I mean, I think she had to be giving the FBI one of these today. Good job, boys and girls. Good job. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It's a partisan primary Tuesday in both Wisconsin and Minnesota. But the question of the day, what was in the safe? 844-967-2789. Your rampant speculation encouraged on this topic.
And we can all look in a mirror, find some blame somewhere.
We ain't fine.